This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential a new web ad is running to promote a new state immigrant defense fund. The new nonprofit New Yorkers United Together is spreading the word about the Liberty Defense Fund, a public-private partnership coordinated by the State Office for New Americans. Lawmakers allocated $10 million to Liberty as part of the 2017-18 budget. The fund helps provide free legal help and resources for immigrants regardless of their residency status. The ad, released Monday, May 8th, features Governor Andrew Cuomo, who proposed such a fund in his State of the State presentation in January. It includes celebrities John Leguizamo, Steve Buscemi, Edie Falco, and Whoopi Goldberg. Cuomo aides Stephen Cohen and Christine Quinn, and PR consultant Ken Sunshine are members of the New Yorkers United Together board. New Yorkers United will not operate as a political action committee and will not lobby, Cohen told the Daily News. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Bill Williams is reporting for 98.5 FM. The Columbia County Child Advocacy Center will officially open Tuesday, May 16th. The center is located at 946 Columbia Street in Hudson. The Dr. Stephen and Suzanne Menkes Child Advocacy Center provides services to children and families when an allegation of abuse has been made. Program Director Julianne M. Bauman said, quote, "It is a place where children can feel safe during child abuse investigations," end quote. The center provides various services, including on-site trauma therapy, medical exams, victim advocacy, and crisis counseling, in addition to education and information for child victims and family members. The Child Advocacy Center is a program of the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene Counties. Read the full story at the CATS online newsroom. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Register Star. Daniel Trey Hoteling, 18, of Ghent, was awarded the rank of Eagle Scout Sunday, May 7th, at a ceremony held at the Reformed Dutch Church of Claverack. Eagle Scout is the highest achievable rank in scouting. Hoteling earned the 12 required and 9 elective merit badges and served in troop leadership positions for 16 months. He completed a total of 325 different requirements for the Eagle Scout badge and is an avid outdoorsman who can camp, swim, hike, build a fire, and identify poisonous plants. Only 4% of boys who participate in Boy Scouts achieve the Eagle Scout ranking. Nathan Gardner, the assistant scoutmaster for Troop 121, praised Hodling's efforts and said he was dedicated to a variety of activities. Quote, "He's great at what he does," Gardner said. He learns fast," end quote. Read the full story in the Register Star. Josh Dawsey is reporting at Politico New York. A former aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo will run against first-term Republican Congressman John Faso next year. Gareth Rhodes worked for Cuomo until 2015 before he went off to Harvard Law School. Rhodes has begun the process of meeting with Democratic leaders and plans to move back to the 19th Congressional District later this year. Rhodes joins 6 other candidates already vying for the Democratic nod in the race to replace Faso. Stephen Mitchell Bercy, Brian Flynn, and Antonio Delgado have already filed the requisite paperwork. An additional 3 candidates, Jeff Beals, Patrick Ryan, and Sue Sullivan, have also declared their intent to unseat the Kinderhook Republican in 2018. Read the full story at Politico New York. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.